All right, so having some technical difficulties. So second date. In the second date, we had an amazing time. We ended up going, I guess, to Chili's over at Dolphin Mall. I think it's called Chili's. I don't remember what it was called. We went to Dolphin Mall. We had a great time. We laughed. You know, we went in my car rather than his motorcycle. And, you know, he told me, get whatever you want. I got whatever I want. I had a couple drinks. I had a little bit too much to drink. And he was driving. So we went to the parking lot. When we got to the parking lot, we're making out like teenagers. I mean, it was great. Excuse me. And then he says to me, I want you to be my girl. And remember, in my previous, I had said that I was dating somebody else. Somebody successful, amazing, a great guy, kind, loving. And we just didn't click. There wasn't anything there. I guess at that time, I was just looking for exciting because I wasn't looking for a serious relationship. And, you know, this guy, you know, Minark, he was funny and daring. And so we get in the car after a huge makeout session at the mall parking lot. We get in my car, and the moment we get in my car and we go to drive away, a cop pulls us over and he slams his hands on the steering wheel and on the dashboard, and he's like, oh, I don't understand, why the fuck are we getting pulled over? And the cops came out. Of course, we were treated like criminals with lights all over the car, trying to look inside the car, see if we had anything. And I didn't have my insurance card. And apparently, my front light bulb on my car was out. And I didn't know. So that's why we were pulled over. He got two tickets about 45 minutes later after he got the tickets. And we drove away. He was so angry. Obviously, I did not see this on the first date or on the first half of the second date, but he was so angry. He just kept saying he didn't understand why this was happening, why he got the ticket, why I didn't have my insurance card on me, why hadn't I noticed that my light bulb was out? Hello, who is going to notice that their light bulb is out? Nobody. Nobody notices that. You know, and he was just really, really angry. And then, you know, I made him pull over because I had to pee. I had been drinking so much, so I peed in a parking lot. It was hilarious. I still laugh about it today. And, you know, we got home. He was very angry and very upset the entire time. You know, everything was about him and just, you know, he didn't seem to understand why things happen. But we got home. He still managed to give me a kiss and, you know, smile. And I said, okay, you know, I kind of ignored the red flags of him losing and flipping his shit. And he said, I want to see you in the next few hours. Mind you, it was already after midnight, just like the first date. It was after midnight, so he said, I want to see you within the next couple hours. I said, okay. So we were going to see each other that same night. Then he went home. Same thing happened as the first date. I couldn't get a hold of him until later. His cell phone wasn't working. Of course, I did not see that at that moment. And then, you know, the third date, he kind of made the excuse of, you know, I really don't want to spend any more money. How about we just, you know, hang out somewhere and do something? I lived alone. I had my own place. And, you know, I invited him over. I said, well, how about on the third date, you come over to my house and, you know, we watch our favorite show. My favorite show at that time was Sons of Anarchy, which, of course, had to do with motorcycles, just like him. And apparently he had been a part of that kind of world. You know, And I didn't want to be a part of that world, but I thought it was fun and exciting. You know, I hadn't thought about, you know, the repercussions or anything about that. Like I said in my first podcast, I was just looking for fun. I wasn't looking for anything serious or anything like that to be with anybody. You know, so on the third date, he did come over to my house, and I will tell you the rest of the story in the next podcast. Stay tuned. You'll want to hear it.